And welcome. This is Fat with an F. I'm here with Kyle Del Rio.
Yep.
And Katie Cullen.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a
self-esteem test. I hated both ways that I did. Then the last one, I said, boo. What was that? And this time I was like, I'm not going to say something dumb this time. But I did.
What did you say?
I said, olay.
But you said it so cool. Like,
yeah, and that makes me hate it even more. If I'd just been like, olay! And I would have been like, oh, you don't like that? Okay.
Well, fitting, because we're talking about self-esteem.
Yes. Hey.
Nice segue.
Yeah, it's important to base things off of what other people. That's what we learned last time. It's important to base your opinion of yourself off of other people. And if you don't, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, these people don't even have to listen to last week's episode.
No, they don't. They could.
That's the lesson. That was it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they could have just skipped it. Yikes. You should put something in at the beginning of that episode.
Okay.
Okay. Be like, hi.
It's totally base.
You can totally skip the following thing and just go to the next one because Katie's going to sum it up. Real good.
There yet.
Real good. Week. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. On that note, the Sorensen self-esteem test.
Are you looking at my boobs?
No, I was looking at the sticker.
Oh, there goes my self-esteem.
I thought you were talking to me. I'm like, sorry, this is my phone.
Yes. Okay. I've read it. I promise. I can't promise that I won't again.
Well, now I have to look. It's
my right on the nip. That's nice. That's nice. That's
make a wish. Jeans for wishes.
Mm-hmm. Make a wish foundation.
We pay to wear jeans at work. Like, we donate.
That's really cool, jeans. Actually.
Wait, what? I don't.
You give them $5 and you're allowed to wear jeans to work.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't normally be, because you're in a professional environment, TJ. You don't know anything about this.
That's true.
But in a professional environment, people don't wear jeans because we're adults.
Oh.
Or so the story goes. Can I tell you something about that?
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. I wear jeggings to work.
You wear jeggings?
Fleece-lined jeggings.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's fine.
Fleece-lined?
Look, I'm wearing them now.
I feel those were jeans.
Okay, put your finger inside the thing. All right, that didn't sound great.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I purchased these at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Gentle viewers, her leg was lifted into the air as his finger felt the thing. Soft and
the
warm.
Just the inside of the cuff of my pants. This isn't getting any better. We should
let's go on to the test. Let's
okay,
go
good
test.
Idea.
Alright, so basically you can take this while we take it. It's questions and you just check. You just put like a check if you
a tally.
A tally. That's the word.
Yes. Make a tally, folks.
Make a tally for each thing that applies to you. And then at the end, according to the tallies, you can find out whether your self esteem is great. Or non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's get started.
Oh, wait. Do you want to say what we think our self-esteem is before we do it?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And we can be like...
How do we do?
I'm a producer, so don't be...
She's my Dana.
Don't be nervous.
Don't you dare.
I'm your Dana.
You were my Dana at the party.
Yes. I assigned myself that role at my own birthday party, that I was Dana the producer of Serial Podcast, and you were Sarah Koenig.
I was Sarah Koenig.
And you know what? When Sarah hears this, she's just gonna go off the wall that she got mentioned. She's gonna be so excited.
She's gonna get wet.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Hey.
She can get wet too.
She's gonna get soaked.
Now, coming from you, the best lesbian, I feel like that's only a compliment and like, but like of a higher caliber. That's just a personal thing that I feel. Okay.
It's not personal, you're right.
All right. So, Katie, what do you think your self-esteem is going to be at?
What, is it like out of 100?
No, like, would you say it's like high self-esteem, moderate self-esteem, low self-esteem, or like...
Dangerously low.
Dangerously low. No, I think it's moderate. I think moderate towards high.
Moderate
but like,
high.
Yeah, but it's... It is easy to bat it back down the other direction.
Yeah.
But, like, at this time in my life, moderate to headed towards up.
Okay. Yeah. You're, like, upper middle class.
I'm upper middle class self-esteem.
Sure.
Yep.
Good.
Kyle?
Low.
Low.
Down in the dirt. Down in the dirt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Low down there. Okay.
Mine is probably, like, one step above low.
Okay.
Like... Upper lower class? Is that a thing?
Upper it is. Yes, it sure is. Yeah.
Okay.
Upper lower class. Upper lower class are people who have an apartment but no utilities and have started to eat each other. So, like, they have food, but they're sacrificing.
So, did I already eat everybody?
You
don't even have
wait. Sorry, are you just are you the lowest or are you second?
Well,
to
she's
lowest?
The lowest.
You're the lowest. Okay. Right? So
isn't what you, that's what you said.
That's low.
Oh,
but that probably is the lowest.
I mean, oh, I gave the lowest.
Okay,
not the lowest. I said
you don't have to be the lowest. Okay, so you're
now I'm the lowest.
Okay. Now she's the lowest. Okay, so there's lowest, low, mid, high, highest, and then you're the second from the bottom.
Sure.
Okay. So
started from the bottom.
Now started from the bottom. Now we're at this table, and so then I'm thinking that you're probably more like you don't have an apartment. But you were, like, just recently evicted. Oh. So, like, your stuff's still there. And, like...
I can see it through the window.
And, like, probably you can get your stuff back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like...
Russia.
Yeah. So you're, like, Russia.
Okay.
There's been a lot of metaphors thrown around. I feel like none of them are right.
It's probably for the best.
Okay? I do like the eating each other thing, though.
I do love to eat each other.
Okay, question number one.
Okay.
I generally feel anxious in new social situations where I may not know what is expected of me. And I feel like that's kind of like
every single person that
every
exists.
Every person that exists.
Yeah, okay.
I find it difficult to hear criticism about myself. I fear being made to look like a fool. I tend to magnify my mistakes and minimize my success.
I'm a woman, so. Hashtag privilege. Hashtag the patriarchy. Hashtag pound sign.
I am very critical of myself and others. Oh my gosh, I am like tallying them up. I have periods in which I feel devastated or depressed. I am anxious and fearful much of the time.
Oh boy.
When someone mistreats me, I think that I must have done something to deserve it.
Oh, that's a difficult one.
It's the first one I may not. I might not scratch that. I have difficulty knowing who to trust and when to trust. I often feel like I don't say the right thing or do. I often feel like I don't say the right thing to do or say.
What?
I often feel like I don't know the right thing to do or say. That's ironic because I didn't say the right thing.
Oops.
Wait, I often feel like I don't know. Okay. All right.
I am very concerned about my appearance. I'm easily embarrassed. I think others are often focused on and critical of what I say and do.
When do I just stop?
I fear making a mistake which others might see.
Well, doesn't everybody fear that?
I feel like that's
the only thing. You. Only you are worried about people seeing that you made a mistake.
Often feel depressed.
There are 7 billion. There are 7 billion people in the world, and you're the only person. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I always want to be special.
Science, man. I'm telling you.
I often feel depressed about things I've said and done, or things I fail to say or do. I often feel depressed about things I've said and done, or things I fail to say or do.
You just repeated that, right?
I did.
Okay, great.
Just to get a clearer understanding for myself.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
I have avoided making changes in my life because I was fearful of making a mistake or failing. I often get defensive and strike.
Now, okay, question. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say I felt that at a point in my life. Like, I did do
it's
that.
About right
but
now.
Now I'm not that right now. I'm not that currently. I'll need my change. I'm still stuck in the mindset of who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Hey. You don't copy. You don't gotta be.
It's so easy to fall into it.
Sure is.
I find that I don't want to go back at all.
Oh, I don't want to, but it's like when I take these quizzes, I still sometimes answer like I'm 18.
Oh, yeah.
Better than like 24.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly more stable mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You're 24?
I am.
I didn't know that.
A taxi driver thought I was 16.
Is it flattering or insulting?
Irritating, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be better once you're 30 and people will think, oh.
I had a teacher.
30-year-olds are
hot. I get that. I had a high school teacher who would, she was also our improv teacher in high school. She would get into an elevator, and only staff and students with like a cast or something were allowed to go in the elevator. And almost every day. a teacher would be like, can I see your pass to be on the elevator? Because they thought she was a student. There were so many times where we would be after school in a classroom and she would be coaching our improv team, and somebody would come in and be like, you can't be in here without a teacher. She had to show her ID all the time. And she and her husband both look like they're 15 years old. And the two of them have teenagers. It's so funny. It doesn't get better. It doesn't get better.
I don't mind that when people are, I thought you were like underage. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me, but it doesn't happen to me as often as it does to some people.
Also, on the other hand, if I get 30, I'm not going to be like, oh, right. You're not checking me anymore. Mm.
I just get hit on by really creepy people.
Yes.
Mm. I think that's my main issue with
I've been down that
on
road
the
too.
Street, I get hit on by real creepy people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, normal people, and you're like, oh, they look 17, I should avoid that. These people are like, oh, you're 17.
Yikes!
Oh, are those actual
like a what? There? Like a what would you do kind of situation. Mm-hmm. That's a rough one.
I usually lie and say, I have several people waiting for me around the corner, mm-hmm. and I must go.
Yep.
To that's a what you do. Grand party.
Mm-hmm. And then they follow you around the corner like, where's the people?
Where are the people?
Where are the rest of the 17-year-olds?
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Yep.
Ask me the next question.
Oh, my eyes.
So... Did I say I often get defensive and strike back when I, when I perceive back. I am being criticized? Mm.
I've got it better.
Ooh, Kyle just showed all of her teeth at the same time.
I have not accomplished what I am capable of due to fear and avoidance. I tend to let fear and anxiety control many of my decisions. I tend to think negatively much of the time.
Is the microphone picking up my pencil scratching against
it? I don't know. Me and you are like doodling.
Wait, what was the last one?
The one before this one? I tend to let fear and anxiety control me and my decisions.
Okay.
I tend to think negatively much of the time.
Yeah, much of the time. Okay, that is all right.
Is it? Or it could be.
What?
I feel like it's not you.
Oh, no. I just wanted to make sure that I heard the question.
I have found it difficult to perform adequately or without embarrassment when involved in sex.
I found it difficult to perform adequately or without embarrassment. Okay. Alright.
How often?
I found it difficult to perform adequately or without embarrassment when involved in sex.
Hey!
Yes!
You know what? I never understood the term perform when it had to do with sex until I got older and realized that it mostly has to do with I find it difficult to get a boner. And I don't really know. Ladies on ladies or ladies on dudes?
Dudes on dudes?
No. I'm talking about, like, as far as a lady is concerned, whether she's with a guy or a girl.
Oh.
No, not dudes on dudes. There's no such thing. No, like, as far as a woman is concerned, I don't know about performing. I mean, but well, I don't know. Maybe that says something about me. Oh.
Well, I just
that's a good dick.
Said I have found it, so I feel like that's in the past, not now, and I have found myself with performance anxiety.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes more sense to me. In that,
yeah.
I guess I just equate, as a performer, I equate performing with, like, performing, and the act of sex is never... It's never seemed like a performance.
I'm going to need a full monologue. Right before she orgasmed.
Yes. Right. It's like
to is share that? Something with you all.
I love that.
No. Okay. So when I get nervous, I start to sing, and before going down on a girl, I would start to sing when I got nervous.
Oh my god, you're perfect.
What song would you sing?
Okay, it would be different songs, but the worst one was this song.
In Words in Paris.
It was that one actually. It was really awkward for a while. It was a really awkward song about falling in love, and I was like, girl, this is only, like, your second date. Calm down. I was like, I don't know the rest of the lyrics to this song. Spoiler alert, you can ask Kate. She knows the song.
I do that all the time in the dentist's office and the doctor. Whenever I'm about to get something painful done, I start to sing. And I found that it, especially in dentistry, I guess dentists like it because it vibrates the... your mouth, and helps to vibrate the mouth when there's a needle in it. I have no idea.
What?
But it distracts me. Just the next question.
Okay. So a couple more, and then we'll take a break and see where we're at.
I don't want to.
I'm one of the following. The person who reveals too much personal information about myself, or the person who seldom reveals personal information. So I need to be perfect to not do that one. Mm-hmm. I often get so anxious that I don't know what to say. I often procrastinate. I try to avoid conflict and confrontation.
Wait, I often procrastinate was just it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I often procrastinate. I've been told I'm too sensitive.
Okay, that's a terrible thing for people to say to each other.
It is.
Just to put that out there.
People should know. Never say that.
It's awful.
The thing is, if people weren't insensitive, then nothing would happen in the world. Like,
right.
People would just, like, be content with, like, horrible behavior.
Well, they're not saying people say that I'm sensitive. They're saying people say I'm too sensitive. There's a difference.
I think there's no such thing, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. If that's the argument, okay.
There are varying degrees of sensitivity.
Sure.
I don't think that it's wrong that you think it's horrible.
You don't think that any level of sensitivity is wrong.
Yeah, like if you see like a dead animal on the side of the road, if you break down and cry, that's okay. Because that's reasonable.
I'm going to be honest, though, guys. I'd be surprised. If that happened and somebody started to cry, I would support them. Mm-hmm. But I'd be like, I am surprised that you feel this way about this. Mm-hmm. Feel your feelings.
I would also assume that they killed the animal.
Well.
And have some deeper issues.
Mm.
Also, we've been taught to, like, not cry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, crying is wrong and shows weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I carved that into my wall, like, years ago.
Yeah. And, yeah. Next question.
Oh, but say I do agree with you about the sensitivity thing. I just don't think you should tell people, because usually it's said in a negative way. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're being too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I try to avoid conflict and confrontation. I've been told I'm too sensitive. Oh, wait. Did you just ask that question again?
Sorry, I'm paying real good close attention.
No, it's my fault. I felt inferior or inadequate as a child. Okay, so that's 27 questions. It goes on to 50.
Okay.
Let's just see where we're at now. So, I'll tell you the scale. Like, 0 to 4 is you have fairly good self-esteem. which I feel like, if you got 0...
Oh, you know what? I bet it's... If you have 0 to 4, then you're superhuman. And since nobody's superhuman, the answer is, you're denying some things.
They're like, there's no...
Yeah, there's nobody who is actually 0 to 4, so you're in denial about some of the things.
I don't know. Have you seen Will Smith, though? Have you seen him? Yeah, but okay, 5 to 10, you have mild to low self-esteem. 11 to 18, you have moderately low self-esteem.
Okay, pause, because right now we're at 27, so divide that in half.
8.
No,
please
don't divide that in half.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
I'm just letting them know what it is. Okay. So 19 to 50... You have severely low self-esteem.
Killing it. Everywhere in life, I'm killing it.
You have that now? Ooh, oh, no.
Keep going.
That's it. That's all.
Wait, you said you were scratching off stuff, too.
I was. I'm at 5 to 16. I'm at 16.
Let me see this.
Oh.
0 to 4 statements. You have fairly good self-esteem. 5 to 10, you have mild low self-esteem. 11 to 18, you have moderately low. Oh, so the only options here are fairly good, mild, moderate, and severe.
Yeah.
So we should have asked ourselves what we were on that scale before we started. But you know what?
We did the same thing.
You know what's important? It's important not to look into the past and to just like, it's important to just like be yourselves.
Where are you at right now? How many do you have?
I'm at 12, so I'm already in moderately low.
See, this test is broken.
Yeah.
Because your self-esteem is not low.
What if it is?
Is it?
I don't think it is. But I don't know.
We're self-diagnosing here. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust the test.
It's important to trust the test. The test knows.
I should just get a witch hat.
Are you sure there isn't some equation?
Like, are you supposed to divide it?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Because yeah. It seems odd.
It,
like, I didn't expect to have the best, but I expected that better than mildly low. Because, like, there's still 20... Oh, I'm bad at math. 23 questions left.
Yep.
Ooh, nailed it! Still 23 questions left, and I imagine I'm going to answer yes to one or two of them.
Yeah, right? It's just so many questions that are so vague and so, like, easily applicable to anyone. So it's like...
So it's like a horoscope.
Yeah.
Yep.
I tend to think that I have higher standards than others. You could. That doesn't mean you have low self-esteem.
Right.
But you could do that. That's so probably why you
question. I mean, I know that these questions though, are based off of something. Like, they're made by somebody who knows more than you or I about any of this stuff. Which is not to say that the answers to this test really have any bearing in reality. But I imagine there's a reason that question is asked.
I would say my self-esteem fluctuates.
I think you're the only person who that's true of.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so special.
Yeah, you are. You're the only one.
I know.
I've always said that about you.
And then there's this one. I grew up in a dysfunctional home.
Yeah.
That's just assuming a lot.
It is.
What are you defining as dysfunctional?
Exactly.
But, like, I mean, if you know yourself if you think it's dysfunctional, but... A dysfunctional home does not equate to low self-esteem.
It doesn't, but this is about your opinion about what it is. Like, if you could have grown up in, like, the best whatever, but if you think that you grew up in a dysfunctional family, then that probably has some bearing on whether or not you have low self-esteem.
Not necessarily, because, like, there's a lot of people out there who do the whole glass half full thing, and they're like, you know why I came from this.
Well, yeah, but you're assuming that somebody who thinks that they have a dysfunctional dysfunctional childhood, family and childhood, looks back on that and affects their self-esteem negatively. It could easily affect their self-esteem positively.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The test is assuming that if you had a dysfunctional...
Could you put a check there?
Is it?
And that check would add to your check total.
Yeah.
The more checks you have, the lower your self-esteem.
Right.
Yep.
It says, I grew up in a dysfunctional home. You have high self-esteem, but you did grow up in a dysfunctional home.
I guess I'm giving this test too much credit.
Yeah, I did too. It's just not...
Let's finish the test, see what happens.
Okay. I think we're going to be, like, suicidal, almost, because I'm, like, already at 16.
No test can make me kill myself. I've decided that now. I decided that just now, you guys.
I should put a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of the results of the test, let's not make a suicide pact.
Okay.
Let's not have a suicide pact.
Okay.
We make one like every improv show.
A suicide pact?
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
Your face, Kyle, your face. Listeners, it looks like she's concerned about blowing out her birthday candles. Okay, now it looks like you're blowing some, what is it, the things on the flowers? No! Also that, yes.
Daffodils?
Not everything is glitter, TJ.
I just make life.
That's not true. I'm sorry I said that to you. It is.
It's fine.
Everything is glitter.
Are we going to do the rest of them?
We're at 28!
All right, do the rest of the questions in 2 minutes. Go.
We're at 24.
No, I mean, we're at question 28.
Oh. I tend to think that I have higher standards than others.
Okay, go.
Wait, what do you have lower standards if you
have? No more conversation. We have 2 minutes left. Hurry.
No, we have 6 minutes left.
Oh, we do?
We're at 28 on with the questions.
Oh, I thought we were 28 minutes. Okay, never mind.
Someone wasn't listening to
me. I wasn't listening. I wasn't. I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm going to hold your hand while you say it because I pay attention to you. I love you so much.
What, the one I just said?
I tend to have high standards.
I tend to have higher standards than others. Higher than others.
I just feel like if you have lower standards, you have lower self-esteem, and you feel like you don't deserve as much.
I feel like if you have an opinion, then you have an opinion. Continue.
Oh, that is shade. Do you
understand? What?
That's shade.
But there was no intention behind it. I just ran out of words to say, so I just repeated myself.
Intent isn't everything.
All right, then.
You can do accidental shade. I do accidental shade all the time.
My life is accidental shade. Continue.
I often feel like I don't know what is expected of me. I often compare myself to others.
Wait, I don't know what you mean. Okay, I compare myself to others. Okay.
I frequently think negative thoughts about myself and others. I often feel that others mistreat me and or take advantage of me.
Okay.
You want me to read it while you guys are doing this?
You're not doing it anymore? It's too much.
At night, I frequently review my day, analyzing what I said and did or what others said and did to me that day.
It's weird reading some of those, right?
So you ruminate.
Yeah, so like you think about things that have happened to you in your day. Okay.
I often make decisions on the basis of what would please others rather than on what I want, or without even considering what I want. Oh, no.
Okay.
I often think that others don't respect me. There's only 39. Oh, no, okay. I often think that others don't respect me. I often refrain from sharing my opinions, my ideas, and my feelings in groups.
Okay.
I sometimes lie when I feel that the truth would result in criticism or rejection. I'm fearful that I will say or do something that will make me look stupid or incompetent.
Wait, say that one more time?
I am fearful that I will say or do something that will make me look stupid or incompetent.
I'm not fearful of it, I just know it probably is going to happen.
Don't say anything, just answer the questions, TJ.
We can make commentary. This is my show.
I know, I remember that while I was saying that.
We will talk sometimes.
I'm sorry, I'm still in the mind of, like, we have 2 minutes left. I just wanted to make sure that we got it done.
It's not like the world will collapse if it's left.
What if it did?
He can edit.
And that'll be...
All right.
Yeah, you know, like that Regina Spektor song.
I do not set goals for the future. Okay. I am easily discouraged, she said, reading this as she stopped taking the test.
Oh my.
I am not very aware of my feelings. I grew up in a dysfunctional home. I think life is harder for me than for most other people. It's
the way you said that made me not want to
I think life is harder for me than for most other people. Okay.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is the realest.
Essentially.
No, I can't put that one.
It's
really
it's fine to do. I'm sorry for
No, it's fine.
Prejudging you.
That just
my
framed
tone.
It in a different light.
I often avoid situations where I think I will be uncomfortable. Well, I assume that's fine.
Not everyone does. There are people who go to the party just because they have to go to the party. They feel like they have to go to the party and then they go to the party. They just want to stay home.
At that party.
I'm not good at that.
I have gotten better at it. Like, I've learned in my life in the past several years that, like, you really don't have to go if you really don't want to go. That's okay. And sometimes, not every time, but sometimes, it is way more fun to Netflix than to not Netflix.
See, the thing is, for me, replace sometimes with often.
Okay, yeah.
I think some things should be just in moderation. Okay. Netflix is probably one of them.
I tend to be a perfectionist, needing to look perfect and do things perfectly.
Okay.
I feel too embarrassed to eat out alone or to attend movies and other activities by myself. It's really difficult to eat out alone, you guys.
What you did was made a... Yeah, I got it.
Oh.
It took TJ. Did it take you longer to figure it out?
Yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Dude gay.
It's difficult
I'm
you.
Dude gay! He's for dudes.
Yeah. I often find myself angry or hurt by the behavior and words of others.
Who does not? Is that possible
I think
to
it's
not?
Often is the key right there.
Oh, okay.
At times I get so anxious or upset that I experience most of the following.
heart racing or pounding, sweating, cheerfulness, blushing, difficulty swallowing or lump in my throat, shaking, poor concentration. There is no separation between poor concentration and dizziness. So it's poor concentration, dizziness, nausea, or diarrhea.
You just described 8th grade.
Or do you experience butterflies? Just in your vision.
Like, butterflies in your vision?
Are
like
you
a monarch butterfly that you can see?
Yeah, that's it.
There is a butterfly that follows me.
Because if you see a butterfly, it says, add 20 check marks.
You know that monarch butterflies are migratory?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's 20X. X meaning for each butterfly.
How many more?
Two.
Oh.
I am very fearful of criticism, disapproval, or rejection.
No! I'm my own person!
I rely on the opinion of others to make decisions.
Sometimes, but not often.
I let internet tests tell me my self-worth.
I just circled all of mine, which is a symbol for plus 100.
Nailed it.
It would have been more to say plus 100.
It's important to realize that your score on this questionnaire in no way indicates that you are not a quality person.
Well,
instead, what it does is to measure how you view yourself.
All right.
If you have a healthy view of yourself, your score will be low. If you view yourself as unhealthy, if you view of yourself as unhealthy, your score will be high.
I view myself as healthy, and my score was 20.
Be aware that it will be difficult to raise children with healthy self-esteem if you yourself suffer from low self-esteem.
Jesus!
Welp, you guys.
I guess you can't have children.
Ever.
Biologically, it is more responsible for you to just not reproduce.
Do you have low self-esteem?
Only the 8% of, 8% of the people who took this, the top 8%, can have children.
Yep.
It's like, here's some more facts that make you even
worse. Oh no, do you
want
to feel worse?
Yeah.
Because without realizing it, you will pass on the attitudes, fears, and thinking that accompany low self-esteem. So have children, you'll fuck them up.
Oh my
but
God.
Like, literally everyone is, that's true about literally everyone.
Yeah,
but
everyone.
If we click here to visit www.getesteem.com, we can learn how to overcome low self-esteem!
For the low price of your mortgage.
So what's the, where's everybody's results?
I got 20.
I got 29.
I stopped at 21. Oh no, I stopped at 22. Oh, someone's calling me, excuse me.
So.
Hello, you're on podcast.
It's severely low. All of my self-esteem is severely low.
We're all severely low.
We're all.
I mean,
yeah,
I think the moral of the story is don't rely on other outside things to tell you how to feel or think, especially if they're an online test.
I mean, that's all.